This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I just want to discuss very briefly. The parak we're learning now is mitzvahs chalitza, which implies that chalitza is a mitzvah. Now, certainly we know that if the woman wants to get remarried, before she can marry Lashuk, she should do chalitza. But what if she has no plans on getting remarried? She's an old lady or she doesn't want to get remarried. Should she still do chalitza because somehow chalitza is a mitzvah? Or is it only a mitzvah to do chalitza if she plans on getting remarried? But if she has no such plans, then maybe there is no such mitzvah. That's the shaila. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph, the very first tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, is quoted as saying that there's no mitzvah to do chalitza if the woman does not plan on getting remarried. That is the purported view of the Chacham Tzvi. However, the Netziv in the Sefer Meroi Mei Sada, the Netziv comments on the opening words of the Mishnah, mitzvah chalitza, says the Netziv, Mizeh yesh lomoid, from here we can learn, the ikar chalitza hi mitzvah sase, gama filu kishe'ena roitza linase. From the words of the Mishnah, we could infer that there's a mitzvah d'iraisa to do chalitza, even if she doesn't want to get remarried. V'loi rak kedei liftar oisa mehazika, not only to exempt her from zika. I've already spoken about this at length in the Hemek Shaila. V'nir lehoisef, and here I want to add the follow, as follows. Meha da'afilu b'sanhedrin da'aflam and alfam abeis. It says, V'hayavama hoileches achar hayavim lehatira. The yavama will go after the yavam to permit her. Milechsiv ziknei iroi. It says, the yavama will go after the yavam to permit her from the fact that it says ziknei iroi. Now, v'i neima de'ikar chalitza k'dei liftar oisa. If the main reason for chalitza is to exempt her, pshita, obviously she's going to follow the yavam. If the whole purpose of the yavam, of chalitza, is to allow her to marry the shuk, of course she's going to follow the yavam. Pshita, the man de kovle ozel bayasya, the guy who has the cavity will go to the dentist. So if the whole purpose is to allow her to get remarried, then of course she got to follow him to the court, wherever that court may be. The fact that we need a pasuk to darshan, she goes after him, that implies that the purpose of chalitza is not to permit her. Ela devadei zem mitzvah sase, alav mamish. The mitzvah's on him! Mitzvah's not on her! The mitzvah's on him. In other words, you could klara chakira, who's the mitzvah on? Is it a mitzvah for her to be able to get remarried? Or is it a mitzvah on him? He has a mitzvah in the Torah, like to wear tzitzis. V'sagadai dechamino, that if the mitzvah is on him, d'mishamachi mitzvah alav, lir doif achareah, if it's his mitzvah, then he has to run after her, k'dei l'kaima mitzvah. So the chiddush is that she goes after him, that even though it's his mitzvah, she goes after him. K'mashlan d'mikamakam, aleha mutal ha-toirach k'dei l'hatira. The chiddush of the pasuk is the tircha devolves on her to permit herself. So in other words, so we have this chakira. Is it a ability, is it a way for a woman to go free? And in that case, it should be pashut, the woman should have to go after him because the onus is on her to go free. Or is it his mitzvah? And that seems to be implied from the fact that the Gemara has a havamina that maybe she shouldn't have to follow him. Why should she have to go after him? Right, we have a pasuk that says she goes after him. Why do I need such a pasuk? If it's her problem, and so then of course she has to take care of it. Must be, it's his, the mitzvah of chalitza is his mitzvah. And therefore, I wouldn't have thought that she has to go to him. I would have thought he has to go to her. And there's a special chiddush that even though it's his mitzvah, she has to go through the tercha. So that's the opinion of the Netziv. The Netziv seems to learn that the mitzvah of chalitza is a mitzvah on the man, regardless of whether the woman wants to get remarried or not. Now, we have an interesting Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says that a king, a melech, loy choylaitz, a king does not do chalitza, v'loy choltzin le'ishta, you don't do chalitza to his wife. The king doesn't do chalitza, and you don't do chalitza to his wife. So, how do we flip this? Is there a way to flip this around? Yeah, maybe I have to. Okay, so we have a few comments on this Mishnah from the Tveris Yisrael and the Sefer Or Gadol. Let's start with the Or Gadol. Make it a little bit bigger here. Okay. He says this, let's see if we can read this. V'loi cholzin l'ishta, you don't do chalitza to his wife. You know why? Mibnei she'asur l'inosei, why would you do chalitza to this person's wife? The wife of a melech cannot remarry anyway. We know that once somebody is married to a melech, she can't marry. So why would you do chalitza to her? You're not permitting her lashuk. She can't marry lashuk. Someone once married to a melech cannot marry lashuk. So, says the Or Gadol, mikan raya brura. This is a clear proof, l'mashikos of HaChacham Tzvi, to that which the Chacham Tzvi writes. The imshayich din katlanis biyavama, that the Chacham Tzvi says, if we, a Yavama, would have a din of katlanis. Let's say we know this woman knocked off a couple of guys, and therefore she can't do Yibam. Then ein koifin oisai lachlaitz. We don't force anyone to do chalitza. Shekol ikar mash anu koifin ala chalitza. The only reason why we force a chalitza, rak mishum lesadida, is because of her issue. Sheloi tiagin, the teisev, so that she should not be an aguna. As opposed to in a situation where she's not fit to remarry. So says the Or Gadol, the sheet of the Chacham Tzvi is the only reason to do chalitza is to allow a woman to marry Lashuk. Why do you think you don't? And the Chacham Tzvi argues that if you had a woman who's a katlonos, we wouldn't force anyone to do chalitza to her because she wouldn't be able to marry Lashuk anyway. So that explains why you don't do chalitza to the wife of a melech. Because since the wife of a melech, anyway, she can't remarry. Therefore, you don't do chalitza to her because she's not going to be married. She's not going to be able to marry Lashuk anyway. Says the Or Gadol, uviyoyser muchach l'choyra mikan. From here, it's a proof dafilu mitzvah leka, that it wouldn't even be a mitzvah. It wouldn't even be a mitzvah over here, because if it would be a mitzvah, why wouldn't we do chalitza? Why wouldn't we at least allow chalitza to be done to the wife of a melech? D'hachol loyshach tirutza shel chacham shvi sham mishum. Me'usa ayin sham dehacha dina katani. Here, we're saying the din is you're not allowed to do chalitza. Va'ayin Rambam hilchusmachem the kasav dehove ino oila liyibam. The Rambam says, you say it's some type of gezeira. We don't want to allow. We don't want to do chalitza. Really, what? Really, it is a mitzvah. But we're oiker the mitzvah because people are going to think that if you do the chalitza, she's allowed to marry. Okay. You know, I don't know, could we just make a gzera on our own? What would the source of the gzera be? The Rabbi of Hilchos Melachim says, well, this woman is not oila liibam, so she should not be oila the chalitza. L'chara t'muah ha'mikamakam loy adif me. Mi chayve asei dechotzin. This should not be worse than chayve asei where you do chalitza. V'nira de lepirish Rashi v'Rambam v'Tarvayo tzrichi. We need both Rashi and the Rambam. So Rashi says, Dehova asura lihinase. Since she's not a get married, Kamashi Kosarashi ain't Cholzin. Rashi says, since she's not to get married, we don't do chalitza. Aye, what about the mitzvah? Achadayin haritzach sheyachlitz mishum ha-mitzvah. Valzah shayach tiretz ha-rambam, kiven de soif, have a chalitza psula ksas ha-rambam. V'rashi, ayin even ha-ezer, v'loi domi l'chai ve'yaseh, this is not like chai ve'yaseh, the chaylatzes lihinaseh. Mashin ken kan da asura, the hamitzvah ina b'shleimas. So there seems to be two issues. Number one, she's not to get married. So she's not to get married, you're not mechuyev to do chalitza. There's a mitzvah to do chalitza. Since it seems like it's somewhat of a chalitza psula, why? V'loy dami l'chai ve'yaseh d'choyletzes l'hinaseh mashen ken kan da'asura v'hamitzvah eino b'shleimos. U'mi mashakas av tovin d'nister divrei halecha mishnah l'inyin kohen gadol. So the question is, why is this an example of chalitza psula? Why would this be a chalitza psula? So we have the Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi seems to say, well, she's not allowed to get married. Rashi says, Loi cholzin mipnei she'asura lihinase. The Rambam says she's not oila liibam. Well, so what? Why is it any worse than chai ve'yaseh, he asks. And Rashi says asura lihinase, okay. And the Argada wants to bring a raya to the Chacham Tzvi that if it's not matering her lashuk, there's no point in doing chalitza. But what about a mitzvah? Well, it seems like he wants to say another factor. Somehow it's chalitza psula. The Rambam seems to say it's a chalitza psula because she's not oila liibam. So being, in other words, like this, two things. You're not mechuyev to do chalitza because she's not allowed to get married. So there's no chiyuv of chalitza. Why isn't there a mitzvah of chalitza? Because she's not oila liibam. So it seems that Rashi and the Rambam say two different factors. Rashi says she's not allowed to get married. The Rambam says she's not oila liibam. The Argadol says each one of those svaras is addressing something else. The fact that she's not allowed to get married means she's not mechuyev to do chalitza. Why is there no mitzvah to do chalitza? That's because she's not oila liibam. By chai ve'yaseh. What would the difference be between chai ve'yaseh, that she does chalitza, and this woman that she doesn't do chalitza? Somehow this woman is not oila liyibam according to the Rambam. Let's see the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael writes in the Yachin, in Oisir Ches, why does she not do chalitza? This is going on. V'loi cholzin le'ishta. You don't do chalitza to his wife. Actually, this seems to be similar to what you're saying. Kidei shaloi tavoi lihinase. Darei almanusay asur linase. You don't do chalitza so that you don't come to marry her. V'yaf agav de chalitza mitzvah b'an pei nafshehi. So the Tiferes Yisrael is taking the side of the Netziv, not like the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi learns there is no mitzvah of chalitza. The Netziv says there's a mitzvah, so why don't you do chalitza to this woman even though you're not a marrier? It's a separate mitzvah. If chalitza is a mitzvah, why wouldn't you do chalitza to her? V'loi t'liya klal b'nesua shalai. It's not dependent at all on her getting married. Da'afil loy tinasil oilam tzricha chalitza, like the Netziv, that even if she never gets married, she'll need chalitza. He asks, "V'chimishum gezera ba'alma dochen aseh da'raisa?" Because of stama gezera, we're going to push up an aseh da'raisa. He says, "Afilu hachi yesh koyach biyad chachomim lakar aseh b'shava altasa k'tkia shofar v'lula b'shabes." This would be a classic example where the chachomim were oikar davar min ha-Torah. That's very interesting, because which chachamim were oikaret? When were the chachamim oikaret? I guess if the Mishnah says you don't do chalitza, that means we have a tradition that the chachamim were worried that she's going to come to marry. It's a mitzvah by itself. That's the, in other words, the argado saying, kasha, if chalitza is a mitzvah, why in the world would you not do chalitza this woman? Oh, but she can't get married anyway. Okay, very nice, she can't get married. But chalitza is a separate mitzvah. So the argado says, raya to chacham tzvi, chalitza is not a separate mitzvah. The Tiferes Yisrael says, no, really chalitza is a separate mitzvah, like the Netziv says. The only reason you don't do chalitza here is because we're worried if you do, she'll get married, and you're going to be oikar, a mitzvah d'oraisa because of a gezera. Yesh koyach l'chachamim lakar dover min ha-Torah. So basically, just to summarize this little nugget that we did today, the perek, Daf Kof Aleph, begins, mitzvah's chalitza. The Netziv learns it's an actual mitzvah, irrespective of whether it allows her to get married or not. And the Chacham Tzvi says, no, there's no such mitzvah, and therefore, if there would be a woman who's a katlanis, who she couldn't get married anyway, there would be no mitzvah of chalitza. The Argadol wants to support the Chacham Tzvi from the fact that you don't do chalitza to the wife of a kohen, to the wife of a melech. Why would that be? Very nice, she can't get married, but what about the separate mitzvah of chalitza? Zaraya chalitza is only effective and is only valuable if she could get married. And the Chacham Tzvi says, no, chalitza is a separate mitzvah. So why don't you do chalitza to the wife of the melech? Because it might bring her to get married. You can be mevato mitzvah because of a gezerah? Yeah. Yesh koyach lechachamim dak lakar dar min ha-Torah. All right. I apologize for the delay today. That's what we got. And Bez Hashem will pick it up tomorrow night, regular time, b'siyat d'shmaya. Okay. Kol tov, everyone. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.